Hey guys, it's Trey from Res Life. Darkness. Darkness is everywhere. Looking up, you can see a few stars twinkling through the canopy of trees. Looking to the right and to the left, you can see the outline of a few trees that are closer and some that are farther away. But looking forward is the most terrifying, because everything surrounding you is coated in shades of black and gray. Nothing is clear, especially what is in front of you. This is what many of the trust walks that I have been on have looked like. There's no way to tell what is around you or ahead of you. All that can really be seen is the darkness of the woods. These walks are always quite terrifying to me. They remind me of how it can feel to walk through life. I guess that's the point. When we do not always know what is to come, we know that there is something in front of us. But whether that is a stick or a giant rock, possibly even a snake or a creepy spider, we never know until we approach it. We can feel insecure when we do not know what is coming next. But there is something that can make a monumental difference when going on a trust walk. It is having a good guide. When walking along an unknown trail out in the middle of nowhere, having no idea where you are going or what is in front of you, having someone walk ahead and telling you to watch out and pick up your feet here or duck and swerve gives us security to the unknown. In a sense, their presence ahead of us makes the unknown somewhat known. God promises us that He will guide us, that He will be the best guide that we could ever hope for in life. Deuteronomy 31 says, quote, "The Lord Himself will lead you and be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you, so do not lose courage or be afraid." End quote. We have the best leader, one who will never leave us behind. While we may not know what is to come on our walk of life, we do know that we have a great guide who makes the unknown more known, because He has been there and is with us now.